It's Thursday, February 3rd, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This week marks 1 year since the Burmese military, known as the Tatmadaw, overthrew Myanmar's elected government in a coup. The Tatmadaw cracked down violently as people across the Southeast Asian nation protested. The conflicts left nearly 1,500 people dead and almost 400,000 displaced. Over the last year, Christians in Myanmar experienced even more severe persecution from the military junta. The military sees itself as the protector of Buddhism in the country. In the Christian-majority Chin state, the junta destroyed over 700 homes, including 7 churches. The Tatmadaw carried out similar destruction in Kaya state and Kachin state, where many Christians live as well. The Conservative Party of Canada ousted their party leader, Aaron O'Toole, yesterday. The party removed O'Toole for supporting carbon taxes, the murder of unborn babies, sexually perverted lifestyles, and COVID lockdowns. For example, last April, Kathy Wagenthal, a Canadian member of parliament and a member of the Conservative Party, sought to ban sex-selective abortions. To his shame, O'Toole opposed such a prohibition and defended his pro-abortion stance. Listen.
Kathy Wagenthal has introduced a private member's bill that she describes as seeking to prohibit sex-selective abortion.
As you know, I'm pro-choice, and I will be voting against this private member's bill. I will always defend the rights, human rights of all Canadians, including women, to make this decision for themselves.
Thank God O'Toole was voted out as leader of Canada's Conservative Party. Good riddance. In the 2021 elections, the Liberal Party of Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, won the most seats, but lost the popular vote to the Conservative Party. News Talk reports that 88% of Irish medical doctors who identify as general practitioners refuse to perform abortions. The country legalized the murder of unborn babies in 2019. In addition, nearly half of the country's hospitals do not offer abortions. Doctors like OBGYN Trevor Hayes are refusing to do abortions at their hospitals. Hayes has said, quote, "Abortion is not life-saving. It's life-ending. It's not health care, and no amount of spin can make it health care," end quote. The apostle said in Acts 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. The Biden administration announced yesterday that it is sending 3,000 troops to Poland, Germany, and Romania. The move supports U.S. NATO allies in Europe as Russia builds up a military presence on its border with Ukraine. Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich called out Biden yesterday on Fox News for helping secure Ukraine's border while leaving the U.S.-Mexico border vulnerable.
Instead of going to New York City or sending the vice president to Central America to study the root causes, he should come here to the border and see firsthand the destruction his administration has wrought on Arizona. I think it's the ultimate height of hypocrisy. The president is willing to risk our sons and daughters to secure the Ukrainian border, and meanwhile, millions of pounds of drugs are flooding through our southern border, millions of people in our country less safe as a result of the Biden administration's failure to secure our very own border.
The U.S. Army announced yesterday that it will immediately start to discharge members who have not gotten the COVID-19 shot. This could affect over 3,000 troops who have refused to get the shot. Out of nearly 3,000 religious exemption requests, the Army has approved none of them and has disapproved 266 of them. However, federal judge Stephen Merriday granted a temporary restraining order to 2 service members pending a hearing as a result of Liberty Counsel's request for an emergency injunction on Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. The hearing will be in U.S. District Court in Tampa on Thursday, February 10th at 10 a.m. Eastern. While the current order applies to 2 of the many military plaintiffs, the lawsuit includes members from all branches of the military because of the immediate harm. Plus, it requests class certification to cover all members of the military whose religious exemptions have already been denied. So, please bombard heaven with prayers leading up to that Thursday, February 10th hearing on behalf of the men and women in the military who do not want the COVID shot for religious reasons and medical reasons. Tampa Bay Delivery Service must pay $50,000 to settle a religious discrimination lawsuit. The Amazon Delivery Service provider fired an employee who did not want to work Sundays so that he could attend his church service. The delivery service must now train employees to avoid religious discrimination. A new Johns Hopkins meta-analysis of other COVID-19 studies concluded, quote, lockdown should be rejected out of hand as a pandemic policy instrument, end quote. The lockdowns of the past couple of years are unprecedented in the history of pandemic responses. The study found, quote, lockdowns in Europe and the United States only reduced COVID-19 mortality by 0.2% on average, end quote. With little health benefits, the study found lockdowns actually had devastating economic and social effects. In fact, drug overdose deaths shot up by 28.5%. From May 2020 to April 2021, the U.S. recorded 100,306 drug overdose deaths. During the previous 12-month period, 78,056 people died from drug overdose deaths. In addition, according to the National Commission on COVID-19 and Criminal Justice, domestic violence incidents increased by 8.1% during the lockdowns. And finally, Canadian 60s rockers Neil Young and Joni Mitchell are abandoning Spotify in protest of Spotify's Joe Rogan podcast. Rogan came under fire for interviewing guests who criticized the COVID-19 pandemic response. Also in recent days, Rogan interviewed Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson. The religious skeptic has spoken openly about faith and Christianity in the last year. After visiting the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., Peterson acknowledged how the Bible built Western civilization and is the foundation for truth. Listen.
It isn't that the Bible is true. It's that the Bible is the precondition for the manifestation of truth, which makes it way more true than just true. It's a whole different kind of true. I think this is not only literally the case, factually, I think it can't be any other way. It's the only way we can solve the problem of perception.
Psalm 36, verse 9 says, "For with you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, February 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.